Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
On June 26th, the United States Supreme Court majority of five lawyers, as Chief Justice John Roberts put it, found a fundamental right for same-sex individuals to marry, and attempts to forcefully impose this newfound right on the entire nation. A major attempt began with the introduction of the Equality Act in both the U.S. House and U.S. Senate on July 23rd. Liberals in Rhode Island and Oregon introduced the bills. My guest today will give us a rundown on just what this means to Christians in America, and really to America as a whole, and what she has been known for. Linda Harvey is the president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
I'm so glad to be with you today, Diane.
And I really appreciate you. You write a lot for WorldNet Daily, and a lot of your articles show up there. And, I mean, you do in-depth investigation, and you lay it out the way anyone can understand the dangers of these bills, you know, the bills of the Equality Act and other ones that you've introduced, that you've addressed also. But, you know, we've had the attempt by homosexual activists to get the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA, passed for years.
Yeah.
And it's gone nowhere.
Right.
So they're viewing the Equality Act as their next attempt, or are they trying to attempt to get both pushed, or what are they doing?
Well, this is the former versions of ENDA on steroids, is what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the more I think about it, and I think people will agree if they start thinking about it, this may be worse than marriage on a broader scale.
Wow.
And here's why. Because this is the incredibly souped-up version of ENDA. They want to amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and it's not just about the workplace anymore. It's about employment, housing, education, and an expanded version of public accommodations. And they want to add to the Civil Rights Code for the federal government sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex. And, you know, and that one stopped me cold for a while, and then I started looking at how many. This goes into schools. This goes into expanded public accommodations, into more
the education system,
agencies, and health facilities. And then I went, wait a minute. What they're doing, of course, we already have, you know, sex non-discrimination
right.
based on
mm-hmm.
real male and female. They're trying to tie up the loose ends in the transgender rights so that men who pretend to be women can have rights based on them claiming to be women, for instance. And we know what they're doing with the sexual orientation and gender identity. They're claiming that people are being fired just because they're gay, when, no, those incidents and the real stats there don't exist. But what I think they're also trying to do, Diane, is to create to clean up the holes in the actual sex discrimination law, and create a situation where it's going to be a civil right for a woman to be denied access to abortion.
So you think that they're actually openly, that the pro-abortion folks and homosexual activists are actually finally admitting that they are in cohort, that they're cohorts, and that they're all out to destroy America? I mean,
right.
That's the way I view it.
This is exactly what's happening. They're joining forces to try to enact the biggest shutdown of Christian faith-based and conservative and traditional values all across the board that's ever been tried in America. And what this will do, will, if this happens this way, and it would, and if it were passed, and if we have Republicans foolish enough to go along mm-hmm. with this, we saw what happened with Mike Pence in Indiana, so
oh, yeah.
we should not rest comfortably here. What this would do is give them a tool to throughout America is to shut down any conservative thought and continue on a much more wide scale basis the lawsuits, the discrimination suits, the putting people out of business, getting people fired, and so on.
Well, I know that you mentioned Governor Mike Pence over in Indiana. I know the corporations, there was a lot of corporate pressure to basically neutralize the Religious Restoration Act there. And successfully, I mean, the corporations put no pressure on Governor Pence and the legislature there that they bow to the pressure. And I know that shortly after the introduction of the Equality Act was announced, Philadelphia-based Alcoa announced their support for the Equality Act. And, of course, we have, I think there's like 158, at least as of the time that the bill was introduced on July 23rd, there were 158 representatives who were co-sponsors along with the representative from Rhode Island. And of those, there were several from southeastern PA, Brendan Boyle, 13th District, Matt Cartwright, 17th District, that's more the Allentown area, Chaka Fata, who is under indictment right now, but he's a Democrat representing the 2nd District, Mike Doyle, he's 14th, that's Allegheny County, Pittsburgh area, and then Robert Brady is the 1st District, that's also Philadelphia. And I found it interesting that neither Bob Casey Jr., he was the one I expected him to sign on as co-sponsor, but he nor Pat Toomey signed on as co-sponsor. So I found that interesting because Bob Casey is terrible on this issue. So at least as of this point, he has not signed on as a co-sponsor. But we do have a number of liberal Democrats who have signed on the House version. Do you know at this point if any Republicans have signed on?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. When I looked at this a week ago in depth, there hadn't been. Everybody's on recess right now.
That's
should be
true,
back
too.
Shortly.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're setting this up to make this a big push for the fall. And I would guess that there is going to be so much money from the homosexual lobby, and they have a ton of money. Don't anybody doubt that these folks have more and more money all the time, and all their buddies in the corporations. As you said, that's where the pressure is going to come on the Republicans, and also from the squishy ones. They tend to bend to these non-discrimination acts quicker than they do on marriage, because here's the problem. It's hard to articulate this. It's hard to defend it. The media doesn't want to cover it in depth. And unless you really get some time to explain why you would oppose this, which
you're demonized.
The mainstream media won't let you get, it's hard for people to defend it unless they really are. They've got this down,
right? And most don't, because they don't want to be. They don't want to be called homophobes, and you know, why do you want to allow homosexuals to be fired from their jobs? Which, at least here in Pennsylvania, there's no proof that that's happening, because we actually have also. And I expect this to happen again when our legislature comes back in September, but we have HB and SB 300, which would add sexual orientation and gender identity or expression to the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act. So it's a state version of the Equality Act, basically. And, you know, it's just, you know, we're being attacked from all sides, and people need to really be concerned. We need to be paying attention, not be putting their head in the sand and just thinking, well, if I stay down here long enough, this is all going to just go away, and America's going to go back to the way I remember it, or the way it used to be when I grew up, and that's not going to happen.
You can't hide from this.
No.
This is not. This they are coming after everyone, and they love doing it. They love the power they have been given. They love the new money they have, and you know, again, this isn't every person out there who's struggling with same-sex attractions. These are the leaders of the movement.
Mm-hmm,
they are feeling the muscle, and they are full of revenge, retaliation, and spite. And they do not care about the truth. They will lie, you know, and spin things the way they want to.
And they have definitely been energized with the Supreme Court ruling on June 26th.
Right.
And, shall we say, misruling on June 26th. And so they've been energized, and they're using that as a launching pad to further their efforts for equality. This is a quote from the news release that Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat from Oregon, released as he introduced the Senate version. The time has come for us as a nation to be bolder and better in ensuring full rights for the LGBT community. Every person deserves to live free from fear of discrimination, regardless of who they are or whom they love. Enacting the Equality Act will bring us another significant step forward in our nation's long march towards inclusion and equality. It will extend the full promise of America to every American, unquote.
Yeah, and that's just
it's just
more of the boilerplate, and it's not true.
No.
We have an inclusive society now. People have no problem getting jobs. And anybody who has a problem getting a job, if there's anybody brave enough to actually want a moral workplace where they don't have men dressing as women, there's a real simple solution. You want to keep your job, you stop dressing as a woman.
I know.
It's real simple.
And
it's not rocket science. You're not born this way.
Right, and it's common sense. It's common sense, but I think common sense has died in America as a, you know, as a society. We no longer know what common sense is. But I think at least that's the vision that's being portrayed. But I think that the average American woman does not want a man in her restroom, nor in her locker or shower facility at the local Y,
right?
Which is what this would allow.
And the average parent, Christian or not, does not want their child taught at school that two men or two boys dating and having relations in that way are born that way. It's wonderful. It's just like mom and dad. And that anybody who says otherwise is hateful. People know this is a bunch of baloney. And people need to stand up, and we're going to have to start realizing the threat is everywhere yet to do this. This is going to encroach on everybody's lives to some extent, if you care about that sort of thing. And most people, I think, will eventually care. I hope it's not too little too late, they do.
Yeah, exactly. If people have got to get beyond the head in the sand mentality, and I've got to get beyond being afraid of being called names, because the other side is very good at calling names. But according to a Williams Institute, of course, that is a think tank, LGBT, a homosexual think tank. But according to this new poll, it was actually released on July 21st, it shows more than three-quarters of all Americans support the rights of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people. More than three quarters. My question is always just what question was asked in that poll.
Yeah, I've seen, and it may not be the same one I've seen, but I saw one about 6 months ago. And what they do is, do you believe that people should lose their jobs just for being gay?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you believe that people should be discriminated against? Well, you use those two phrases.
Exactly.
Nobody, even if you object morally to homosexuality, people are always saying, well, people should have a job, you know?
Exactly.
So they're playing on people's sympathies and this idea that discrimination, everybody goes, oh, well, you shouldn't discriminate. That means being mean to someone. And most people, they don't understand that. Now, what this means is what you're saying to somebody is you're going to force people to openly recognize and respect immoral lifestyles, or else they will lose their job. That's what not discriminating has come to mean.
Yeah, exactly. And really, as you look at this bill, or these two bills, I believe that it should be called Repeal Freedom of Religion Act. You know, let's call it what it would really do, because it would, my understanding is that it would negate Religious Freedom Restoration Acts. Is that in the language, or something that could be used that way?
That is also in the language. They would negate Religious Freedom Restoration Acts. And in that vein, they have a talking point they're using quite frequently. And the same on the National Education Association, they voted against RFRAs as well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the left is all on the same page, and they're all joining forces on this. But they're using this phrase called that RFRAs and basically religious freedom are a license to discriminate. And if you Google that term, license to discriminate, you'll see it everywhere. They have gotten this into so many stories on lots and lots of major media outlets. And no, we're talking about the First Amendment here.
That is part of the Constitution.
What they're saying is you don't have a right to oppose homosexuality. We are going to tell you what you are allowed to believe, say, think, and teach your children.
I think somebody wrote a book about that. What was it called? 1984? Called Groupthink?
Yes, exactly.
We see that happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more and more as we read this and we see all these things happening, I think more and more of that book, 1984. And I think maybe as an assignment for all of our readers, assignment for all of our listeners, they need to go read the book.
Exactly.
And reread the book if they read it already. But if they haven't, they definitely need to read it again. And if they read it, to read it, reread it. Because that explains exactly where we are today. And as far as the efforts to get everyone to think the same way, and it's just frightening.
Well, the other thing is that people need to understand, too, and I think people will see this as we roll this out, this is going to become, should be made a big issue in the next election. On the level of all the congressional representatives and, of course, the presidential candidates, because if we can stave off this being passed somehow, and I think we can, if people really contact their Republican congressional representatives and senators and say, don't you dare go for it. Let me give you the bill numbers.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
It's H.R. 3185, that's the House, and the Senate is 1858.
Okay, yeah, it's 1858.
But if we can keep this from going, you know, getting passed, and of course, the problem is Obama would sign it in a heartbeat.
He loves
stuff. So if we keep that, then let's take it up to the presidential election and say, ask every candidate, as president, will you promise to veto if any such legislation should get through? Will you promise to veto it? And then on the local or more local level, ask every congressional representative, do you pledge to not make homosexuality, access to abortion through sex and gender identity, civil rights at the federal level?
Right.
And hold them to it and listen, learn. And these Democrats that are doing this, you know, make them pay. I mean, these are not, you know, to get them out of office. That's what I mean by make them pay.
Yeah. So, in today's world, you better clarify that.
Yes, right. They can pay by losing their position.
Yeah, okay. They need to find another job. They need to find another job because they are pushing, and you know, Republicans like Mark Kirk over in Illinois also is a part of this and push. He's not signed on to these bills, but as far as pushing a radical agenda, he's one of those rhinos who's doing that. And surprisingly, he has not signed on to these to the House version of this to H.R. 3185.
And I don't think any Republicans, unless again, I have to go back and look again. I haven't in the last couple of days, but I don't think they have.
The last I heard that no Republicans have signed on. I mean, and that just shows how radical it is. That even you have, you know, liberal rhinos like Mark Kirk and Susan Collins and such who have not signed on. I mean, that is how radical these bills are. And we need to, you know, just be aware of the dangers. And it does, I guess there is some type of religious exemption, although the very weak religious exemptions, and that, of course, is thrown out there as bait for Republicans to grab hold of and, you know, in the attempt to make these bipartisan bills.
Right, and here's what I contacted my Ohio Senator, Rob Portman.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted his office, and because he's, you know, well-known.
Right.
He tries to say he's a compassionate conservative. No, he's a liberal in favor of homosexuality being homosexual rights, and homosexuality is marriage because of his son. And so the reply I got from him was all this blah, 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 and he's in favor of same-sex marriage, and he'll listen to my concerns. And then based on the last time that end of bill, much less involved in this, was presented in the Senate, he presented an amendment to strengthen the religious freedom, and he just reviewed that. So it sounds like he's going to use that as cover this time to try to offer an amendment, and that's why I think they have such limited religious freedom amendments in there, language in there now, to give the Republicans a chance to amend it and then cover themselves and say, oh, but I was in favor of protecting religious freedom.
Right, look what
I did. Don't be deceived like this, because these bills are, on the local level and state level, are being used to sue bakers and drive people out of business. So.
And I mean, like you said, this is these bills are on steroids, because it's stripping away religious freedom. You know, when they're negating Religious Freedom Restoration Acts and putting in a weak substitute, I mean, their motives are there. And their motives are to take away all the religious freedoms from those who oppose homosexuality because of their deeply held religious beliefs. And, you know, at this point, Pennsylvania homosexual activists are always saying, well, Pennsylvania is the only state that hasn't passed protection for gays, the only state in the northeastern part of the country.
Mm-hmm. And, Diane, you can take some credit for that, I am guessing, because strong pro-family presence that will keep
keep it in check. Yeah, well, we're definitely, they just put out so many misconceptions as to what it is. Like you said previously, one of their favorite lines is, Merkley, the Democrat from Oregon who introduced this bill, said something along the lines, gays can get married on Saturday and then go back to work on Monday and put a picture of their same-sex partner on their desk at work on Monday and get fired that evening. You know,
Where has that ever happened?
But it's something that's pulling at the heartstrings of Americans, and they think, oh, I don't want this to happen, just the same as that Williams Institute poll that supposedly showed more than 3/4 of Americans would support these bills, which is crazy, because they're not being told the truth about what can happen. But yet other polls have shown that Americans want, like the Kleins, those Christian business owners who, because of their religious convictions, they are refusing to bake cakes. And they face cakes that is specifically bake cakes for same-sex so-called weddings. And they're being fined $135,000. And polls show that the majority of Americans support Christian business owners' right to decline service to homosexuals in their wedding. It's a wedding setting.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so once people actually understand that type of discrimination and have a specific instance of it, they go, oh, no, are you kidding me? So when you really lay it out for them, that's what these bills allow people to do, to give more $135,000 fines and drive people out of business and allow rogue extremist judges to be activists from the bench and let sexual orientation, homosexuality rise above religious freedom in this country as a right.
Yeah,
which is just horrible.
Crazy. And in the face of looking at the Kleins there in Oregon, it wasn't even a judge; it was a state level official. That
yeah, it was a labor
this thing. Yeah,
by labor commissioner. Yeah,
something like that. So, it's just troubling, and Americans need to wake up to what's happening, and. Unfortunately, with the Supreme Court decision, homosexual activists are going to be emboldened to push even harder for their so-called rights, and in the process, distorting the 14th Amendment as the Supreme Court did, and distorting the purpose of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and using it for their purposes because they're equating their lifestyle choice with skin color. Nationality and ethnicity. So folks need to contact their congressman and ask them not to sign on as a co-sponsor of H.R. 3185.
Right. And S-1858.
Right. Contact Senator Bob Casey Jr. and Pat Toomey and ask them not to sign on as co-sponsors for that.
And if you want to send an email, a real quick thing would be to mention that bill number and just say, please do not vote to let homosexuality and gender confusion become civil rights in America. That's all you need to say.
Just something short.
They'll know exactly what this is.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. If they don't now because of being recessed, I'm sure that's probably going to be one of the first things that's pushed once you get back into Washington, D.C. after the break. Well, Linda, how can folks contact you there at Mission America?
Well, they can go to missionamerica.com.
MissionAmerica.com. Okay, and I encourage folks to do that. Go to MissionAmerica.com and check Linda's articles out and the other great information she has there. And a lot of times you are also found on WND.com with your articles, and I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm a weekly columnist, and my columns come out on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay, Wednesday, WND.com. You can find Linda there, too. Hey, thanks a lot for your help in helping us understand these two bills that need to be stopped in their tracks. And again, and also good point that we need to find out where the presidential candidates stand on the issue. That should be a primary question. You take care.
Thank you so much, Diane. Okay. Thank you for all you're doing.
Okay, thanks. You take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.